Mad Marv's Notebook for August 9th, take two or part two. Just remembering to start another entry for the Dog Days of Podcasting challenge again to make up for one I missed yesterday. Today, work was a little ordinary, no really big emergencies or anything on the IT side, and oddly enough, not much else happening on the engineering side. I've been testing out a crash plan to back up our servers. I think it just finished the first backup of one of our servers today. It was working on it for over a week to do the initial backup, and it's, even though it finished, it didn't actually get everything, so I'm waiting for the second round to catch up with all the files it missed on the first round. It's only about 1.4 terabytes of data total to be backed up, and through deduplication and compression, it brought it down to under half a terabyte of actual backed up data, but then again, it also missed like 400 gigs. So looks kind of promising so far. Hopefully the second round of backups will pick up everything, and then I can finally get around to testing how long it takes to restore some data from a real disaster. That's going to be the make or break for this system. I've been using CrashPlan on my personal computer for two years, I think, now. I think there was one instance where one of my external drives died, and I had to recover everything from that drive through my CrashPlan backup. So I know it works. I've tested it, but it's a different, everyone who works in IT knows it's a different story when you're backing up the company data versus your own personal data. It's, stakes are higher, so you gotta actually put more effort into testing. A lot of the sales pitches I see around backup programs, they always try to sell you on how easy it is to back up. They never really go into how easy or not easy it is to restore data from a backup in the event that a disaster actually does happen. So it always leaves me a little bit suspicious, and now that I've actually had to deal with real disasters at the workplace, like when the entire accounting database gets corrupted and I have to restore from backup, had to do that twice within the last 3 or 4 years. That was an eye-opener. So now I kind of look at backup systems in terms of how long it takes and how easy it is to restore rather than how easy it is to make the backup. I guess that's really the key issue when you're doing disaster recovery. It's how complete and how painless the restore process is, because you'll go through any scripted method of doing a backup because that's the easy part. The tough part is going through the pain of actually working under a deadline when people are expecting the server to come back up, and you're just waiting on a backup that seems to take forever because it's trying to search and index all of its parts. But anyway, I was talking about CrashPlan. The restore was pretty quick when I did it for my personal drive. I think it maybe half a day for something under a terabyte. This backup of the server, it's taken over a week. I'm a little curious to see if it can restore everything at all, seeing as how long it took to do the first backup. And if everything goes to plan, I may decide to roll that out on all the other servers. But that's probably going to be another week away or so. What else has happened today? Damn, there was one. Oh yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what to do on the days leading up to my trip for Dragon Con. I'm already said I'm going to take some pictures of the Grand Canyon. I figure 2 days might be enough. Probably not really enough, but for me, I might get tired of it after a couple days. I want to go find something else to shoot while I'm up there. I know I gotta eventually fly out of Las Vegas to go to Atlanta. The question is, what do I do basically the Monday and Tuesday before I fly out on Wednesday night? And I've been thinking a little bit about maybe driving all the way back to Death Valley and try and shoot some stuff over there. another part of me wants to try and get some night photography in around the Tonopah area of Nevada, the Tonopah Star Trails. On the website, it looks kind of interesting. The only downside is the moon is going to be about 80% full during my trip, so I won't get much stars no matter what happens. But the area still looks kind of interesting. I've already been to a couple places around Las Vegas. Been to Red Rock Canyon, and I've also been to Valley of Fire. Haven't really gone into them too thoroughly. I only went to each of them for about a day each. Still got an itch to try and shoot them more thoroughly, but Red Rock Canyon is really a place for hikers. If you're just going to stick to the car trail, the scenery is not all that interesting. Valley of Fire is kind of interesting. I don't know about hiking in that area. I got the feeling Valley of Fire only really comes to life during sunrises and sunsets. I got there during a sunrise once. My photos during the sunrise were pretty good, but the middle of the day shots were, it wasn't worth posting. So I'm not so sure if I want to go back to Valley of Fire unless it's just for a sunrise or sunset. Trying to find other interesting places around Las Vegas to shoot. Well, I could use some ideas if anyone's done that. What are some good scenic spots for photographers? I've got that Stuck on Earth app from Trey Ratcliffe. I've been looking through the photos in the area. The ones outside of Death Valley and outside of the national park areas, not very inspiring. So I'm a little torn. I don't really want to drive all the way back to California from Arizona and then have to drive into Vegas on Wednesday to fly out. Kind of wanted to stay a little bit closer to Vegas. Although, we'll see what happens. I may change my mind once I'm actually there. But I think I've gone on for long enough today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.